800-544-9294 is my early morning telephone number. And whenever I'm in Atlanta all this week, you got to dial me up in the morning. Let me take a quick call and then we'll leap into the shrinkity. Hello.
Hey, Grace, how you doing?
Ah, very well, little miss, little munchkin.
No, I'm not too little. I'm kind of old.
You're old? How old are you?
I'm 33.
33? Well, that's not old.
Well, I'm not a munchkin, though.
Well, all right. Well, you sound like a munchkin.
Oh, I've got a brown cabin story for you.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm not going to give you my name because I'm embarrassed.
Oh, yeah. You know, I don't normally get brown cabin stories from ladies. Normally.
I know you don't.
That's what, all right. Hang on a second. Let me get my pants down here.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is what happened. I started on some new medication. And it kind of... made me...
Volatile.
Yes. So, what happened was, I called the doctor and they said, well, you know, get some Metamucil or something like that. So I go to a local store here, Target, which we like to call it. And I go in the store and all of a sudden I feel this rumbling. And I'm like, oh my gosh, oh goodness. And I'm going to the store to get this Metamucil stuff. And, I'm looking for the bathroom, and I can't find it, and I'm just about to die. So anyway, I finally find the restroom, and it was just in time, because it was just like, I got in there, and it was just like an explosion. And there was another lady in there, but it was like, I don't care. But it was like, Grease, this is really embarrassing, but this was like the longest thing you've ever seen in your life. It was incredible.
I mean, you attempted to break a bottle of champagne over it before you launched it, huh?
So when I got out of there, it was just like, you know how a dog does after they've done their business and they scratch their legs like, oh, what a relief. That's the way I felt like doing it.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Oh, man. Well, doesn't you ever get the goosebumps up and down your spine, you know?
No, it wasn't that good.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I went ahead and got the stuff I needed and I was out of there.
So you still taking the Metamucil?
No, I'm fine now. No problem.
Doesn't hurt to take a spoonful of it every day. Fiber, you know.
No, actually, what I got was the little cookies.
The cookies?
Yeah, the cookies. They were good.
Oh, I like the grit. Choke it down. Get it.
Drink lots of water, though.
Yeah.
Lots of water.
Oh, man. All right, well, thanks. That was pretty zesty.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you very much.
Pull your pants back up.
All right, they're okay. Okay. All right, thank you very much. All right, people, you know, who else are you going to call with that? You can't write Ann Landers. Dear Ann, got a brown cabin story for you. It's only certain people fax me with unusual difficulties. My fax while I'm in Atlanta, by the way, is 404-843-3541. Here's a guy that writes in, Dear Grease, heard the show where the gymnastic teacher was having problem with methane from the students. I thought I'd write and relate the story of my own. My family has no shortage of methane. In fact, my family bestows its highest honors on those members with the greatest breakage ability. This is a heck of a game. Listen to this. While on a long car trip with my brother last summer, we stopped at the Taco Bell for lunch. Shortly after we got back on the road, we both felt a little rumbling, as usual. We were both cutting loose left and right, so I decided to put our powers to the test. I suggested we roll up the windows, and whoever rolled his down first would lose the game. I had two Nacho Bell Grandes, two burritos, a banana, and a beer for lunch. As a result, I was in rare form. As you might guess, I won the game. What do you think, Grease? Could I market my idea as a family car game and make myself a million? I think that'd be great. Driving down the road with the family. I'd make that long trip. We got to save that man once a photo, so we'll send that along.